Greetings in Jesus' name this morning. Let's just bow for a word of prayer. Father, we come before you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to gather again in such a way. Thank you for your faithfulness, allowing us to live another day, breathe another breath, and come to hear your word once more. Father, we just ask that you would be with me. Father, give me words to speak, and we invite your spirit here this morning. And we just ask for each one that we could be edified here today. Thank you, Father, in your name. Amen. Turn with me to John 4, if you would, for an opening text here. We'll start in verse 1. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman from Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come thither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus saith unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. Saidest thou truly? The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith unto the men, Come see a man which told me all things I ever did. Is not this the Christ? And they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him to eat? Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, There are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying, True, one soweth, another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor, other than other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him, for the saying of the woman which testified, He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. And he said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. I think we'll stop there for now. So the title of the few thoughts I have this morning are, Be a Fountain, Not a Drain. I feel like I'm preaching to the choir here a little this morning, but I'm just sharing what God's been doing in my heart and things I have need of, so just invite you all to listen. So we see here in verse 14. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst again, shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. So I'd like to take a look at this fountain of water springing up into eternal life. And I'd like us to think a bit where we are drawing from here this morning. This woman said the well is deep. Are we going deep into that living water? Are we drawing deep from that well? There's many places in this world we live in. There's many things to get our attention, and there's many places we can draw from. But it will leave us thirsting for more. It's only this living water that will quench our thirst. I'd like for us to consider this in a spiritual way and also in a physical aspect, if we can do that this morning. So we come to church Sunday after Sunday, and we hear the wonderful things, and we hear so much. And the Bible says that from whom much is given, much will be required. And my question is, what am I doing with what I hear? And what am I doing with it? I'd like us to picture this morning the Jordan River. We have the Sea of Galilee, and the Jordan River flows through the Sea of Galilee. And the Sea of Galilee is a living, beautiful sea with life and fish and beauty. And the water flows through, it comes in and goes back out. On downstream, about 65 miles, we have the Dead Sea. It has the exact same water source, but it's dead. It's a big hole of nothing but water. It's very high in salt. Nothing can live in there. It really doesn't do anybody any good. It doesn't do itself any good, or it's just a big dead hole. And this water, it just sits in there and becomes still, I'd like us to picture this morning our lives if we just take in and we're not giving in return, or we're not letting it flow through us and being a vessel, then we can't hold that water. It just gets still and becomes no good. So I think we all want, if we picture a fountain, it makes us thirsty when we think of a fountain. We all want water from a fountain. I don't think anyone wants water from a drain. A drain gives too, in a sense, but it eventually empties the source of its flow. A drain keeps everything for itself. A drain doesn't share. A drain runs out of water. Who wants water from a drain? Jeremiah 2:13. I'll just read that here. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. We have a picture here of God's people. They forsake Him, and it's a picture of trying on our own understanding and our own wisdom to hold water and store up for ourselves, and instead of relying on God as their source of water, they made themselves cisterns. They took it in their own hands using their worldly wisdom. They were going to store this up to be sure they never run out. They didn't quite trust. They didn't quite trust, what if God lets us down? So I thought of another bit of an illustration, and I know that illustrations break down, but I had to think of Old Faithful there in Yellowstone Park. It shoots up faithfully. Shoots water up around 180 feet into the air every 60 to 90 minutes. 3,700 to 8,400 gallon each time. I just had to picture, that's what I would like my life to be, that so full and bubbling over that can't help but just shoot out. Shoot out wherever I go or wherever I do, that I can shine my light for Him and just share with people and be a light for Him. That's my heart. I'd like to go back to this John chapter 4 here. I'd like to point out that this woman, after she had this meeting with Jesus, she went into town, and she told everyone about this man. So she didn't just not do anything about what she heard or what she learned that day, but she went and told everyone. And it says here towards the end that many Samaritans in that city believed for the saying of the woman which testified, "He told me all that I ever did." And then they asked Jesus to stay there a few more days. And so God was at work there through that whole situation. I'd like us just to consider those things. And me first, I have a lot of room to grow. John 7:38. "He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." May we draw from the deep, refreshing, living well of Jesus Christ so much that it is always refreshing ourselves and those we meet, a source that will never run dry. What is this well of water? It is Jesus Christ and His Spirit living within us. And when He is living in us, there will be proof, the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Galatians 5:22. So I would like us just to picture this morning, I guess several different pictures, but the analogy of the two seas. Water flows through the Sea of Galilee, and there's life, and there's beauty, and there's giving, so you can receive. You can't hold it all. You have to give so you can receive. The more we give, the more we receive. We must have to give. We must be connected to a source that will never run out. If we are filled with that living fountain, then there will be a fountain springing up within us, bubbling over and coming out everywhere. It's like if Jesus is living in us so small, He'll be sticking out everywhere, as the one young girl said. If we aren't filled with this fountain, then the first step we must take is to be emptied of ourselves to make room before we can be filled. The choice is ours, but we can't have both. So often we think we can have both. That does not work. The Spirit of God, gentle as a dove, will not dwell in a heart that is occupied by other things. The gentle Spirit of God will find its way out. It's either all or none. I had to think of Psalm 1. It's a beautiful picture. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Genesis, closing verse here, Genesis 49:22-24 is another beautiful picture. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough, by a well, whose branches run over the wall. It's a picture of a branch. "The archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel." So, we will be hated, and when others see that God living in us, and they see those things, it can bring jealousy, and just if we face persecution or those things, let it discourage us, because it will come, and it's a sign that maybe we're on the right track, or we're doing. It's a good sign. It's not a bad sign. So that's all I have this morning. If we could, if it works out sometime, if we could sing 656, it would be a blessing. Thank you. God bless you.